Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Begin Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom of the two dots. Amar Rav Huna, Psir Lo Yisu Shemarim Sham Rochamein Madlikim Behem B'Shabbos. The wicks and the oil that we said that you can't use for Shabbos. It flickers, it doesn't draw the oil properly, it might go out, Ein Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah. Similarly, you cannot use them for Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. Whether it's Shabbos or a weekday, you can't use it on Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. Amar Rav, my time, what's the reason? My time of the Rav Huna, Kasava Kavsa Zakaklo. Because he holds that Kavsa, if the Nair went out, if the fire went out, Zakaklo, you're obligated to relight it. Umutar Lishtamish Loira. And it's also Mutar, you're permitted to use the light of the Nair's Chanukah. So what does that mean? So therefore, on the weekday, since it's Kavsa Zakaklo, so therefore you should use, you're responsible to make sure that not only you light the Nair, but that it continues to be lit for the required time. So therefore, since you have that responsibility, you have to use, at least L'chadchila, you have to use the wicks and oil that will allow it to light for that period of time without going out. And therefore, with the seals and shemanim, which you can't use on Shabbos, we're concerned that it might go out. Therefore, since kavsa zakala, you're responsible to make sure that the flame burns for the requisite time, you should not use those seals and shemanim. And on Shabbos, it's mutar, since he holds mutar l'shtamish lo'era, you are allowed to use the light of the Chanukah lecht. We're afraid, just like we are on the Shabbos lecht, that we're afraid, since you might come to read with the light, and you might come to be mata, you might come to tilt it, you might come to adjust it, and you'll be oivar and havar. So therefore it's also on Shabbos as well. Fractoises. Well, Kavsa Zakaklo applies not only to the chol, it applies to Shabbos as well. Just like you have to make sure that the light is burning for the period of time for the shiur during the week, you have to on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, if it goes out, you can't relight it. So certainly, you would have to use the proper psilos and shemonim for Shabbos. So it says in Chanami, that is true. However, since the way he says the memra, Rav Huna says that bein b'chol, bein b'shavos, bein b'shavos, bein b'chol, it seems to be that there are two different reasons, that there's an additional reason for Shabbos. Because otherwise, he should just say an unequivocal statement that you have to use, it applies to Chanukah as well. Since he differentiates bein b'shavos, bein b'chol, it's mashma that for Shabbos, there is an additional reason as well, which must mean that it means that he holds mutar l'shtamish lo'era, and we're afraid that shemei yata on Shabbos. So that's what Rav Huna holds. Rav Chista, Amar Madlikin Behem B'Chol, Aval Lo B'Shabbos. He says, Madlikin Behem B'Chol, on the weekday you could use it, but not on Shabbos. Why is that? Kasava Kavsa Ein Zakaklo. Because he holds, not like Rav Huna, he holds Kavsa Ein Zakaklo, so you're not responsible to relight it. So therefore, as long as you lit the Neiros, even if it goes out, we're not concerned. So therefore, on Chol, it's mutar. However, on Shabbos, it's also because he holds a mutar lishtamish lo'era. You are allowed to use the light of the Neir's Chanukah, and therefore, just like on Shabbos, we're afraid that he shema yate, he'll come to tilt it. Here also, we're afraid for the same thing, and therefore, it might be dimmed or go out. Therefore, we are say it's also, and you cannot use it for Shabbos. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav. Psiloy Sushmanim, Shamar Chomin, Ligman B'Shabbos, Madlikin Ben B'Chanukah, Bein B'Chol Ben B'Shabbos. He says, no, just the opposite. The extreme of Rav Huna. He says it's Mutar, Bein B'Chol Ben B'Shabbos. Amar Rav Yerah, my time of the Rav. What's the reason? Kasava, Kavsa, Ein Zokakl. He holds Ein Zokakl. If it goes out, you do not have to relight it. So therefore, we're not so concerned in the weekday if it goes out, because he's not responsible for it. Well, also l'shtamish lo'era, and on Shabbos additionally, it's also l'shtamish lo'era. You can't use the light of the Chanukah candle. It has to be designated for Pursumi Nisa. You cannot use it for personal use, which would seem to negate the Pursumi Nisa. People look at it like it's just your personal use candle, not for the Nes, to commemorate the Nes. So it's also L'shtamish L'Oira. And therefore, we're not concerned that Shem Yata, because he can't use the light of the Neres Chanukah in any event. So therefore, it's Mutar to use these Psyllos of Shemonim. We're not concerned if the light flickers or if it goes up. He won't be Mata because he can't use the light of it anyway, he holds. Amru Rabbanu Kamida Abayim Mishmeid Rav Yerma V'loi Kibbal. He did not accept it. They said it's over, and name Rav Yerma, they didn't accept it. Ki also Rabban Amru Rabbanu Kamida Abayim, they said this memory in the name before Abayim Mishmeid Rav Yechanan, but they said it in the name of Rav Yechanan V'Kibbal. And then he accepted it. Then he accepted it as halacha. Omer, he said, he's a koi gemirte, the shmaitze mi kor. He said, if I was zoicha, I would have accepted this and kavled it earlier. But he's accepting it now. Why? What's the difference? Saif kol saif, he is accepting it now. Or it says, no, there is a difference. Nafkamina ligir sadi ankasa. If he had learned it and accepted it earlier, he would have put it apart as his learning, would have hazarded it, and he would have been younger and remembered and retained it much longer and easier than learning something in his later years. Something that's learned in earlier years, Girsa Diyangsa, one retains it, remembers it more easily. You mean to tell me that by Neres Chanuk is Kavsa, if it goes out, the light goes out, you're not responsible, you don't have to relight it. Remin, I'll ask you a steer. The mitzvah is that for the Neres, like more is understanding it at this point to mean that it has to be burning from Shkia Sachama. There's Machlek's different Rishonim argue what that means. Mishatish Kachama, is it the end of Shkia? Is it the beginning of Shkia? Is it the end of the first Shkia, the beginning of the second Shkia? Al Kalponim, it's from Shkia Sachama until people are no longer in the marketplace. Where people don't come, it's dark and people aren't in the marketplace. So my love, dikavsa harmonikla, does it not mean that, what does it mean it's saying from this period, from Shkia to Achatichla Regal? Doesn't it mean that it has to be burning for that entire period of time? And if the flame goes out, if it's extinguished, you're responsible to relight it? So isn't that a kasha on the mandamar says, kavsa ein zogikla? Where says loy? That's not what it means. It means di'iloy adlek madlek. It means that if he has not lit the neiris before the beginning of the Zman, any time within that Zman, he still has to light the Neres. If he didn't light it from, it means that is a period of time where you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Within that period of time, if you didn't light it at the earliest part of time that's possible, you could still light it, you can still be Mekayim it, as long as it's Lo Yitech L'Regem Neshuk. V'inami L'Shiura, alternatively what it means is that the amount of oil that you have, it has to be enough that it can burn for that period of time. It has to have enough oil, it has to be able to burn for the period of time from Shkia until people are no longer in the marketplace. But it doesn't mean there you have to ensure, according to the Mandamar Kafsa Ein Zokkola, it does not mean that you have to ensure that it is burning for that period of time. And therefore, if it goes out, to relight it. No, it does not mean that. It means either for the shiur or means that you can be mekayim the mitzvah within that period of time. So it might you might infer that according to the Teretz that you can be mekayim the mitzvah within that period of time, that after Shetich L'Regel Menashuk, you might infer and be medayik that you can no longer be mekayim the mitzvah. So Tosef addresses that, and he says that, however, according to the second Teretz, that the Teretz that is for the Shiur, then that is not true. It's we would not be able to make that deal. Tosef says that in any event, nowadays, that we light inside, that would not be the case, so that if he did not light within that period of time, you still would have to light after Tichla Regel Menashuk. However, brought down the halacha that you should be makbid, at least l'charchila, to light within that time, in the earliest possible time, shetishka chama at shetichla regel menashuk. Zakti gemara at shetichla regel menashuk vat kama. So the period is until people are no longer in the shuk. Which people? What does that mean? Ad kam, how long is that? Amar Rabba Bar Rachan Amar Yechanan Zekalya Rigla Tarmudoi. It means when the Tarmudoi, when they already left the Shuk. Tarmudoi were the people, the group of people that used to sell the wood, and they sold it in the marketplace. Now, they were the ones that stayed longer in the market. They stayed later because they sold the wood. People would buy the wood, and sometimes they would go home and they would see they don't have enough firewood, and they go back to the market to buy some more. So they delayed, they stayed longer in the market, they tarried in the marketplace, waiting for those who would come back. For those who see that they still need more firewood, they stayed a little longer. So they were the last ones to leave the marketplace. So it's Mitishka Achama until the last ones leave the marketplace. Tonerbana mitzvahs Chanukah and their Ishu basically. So the etzem mitzvah, the basic mitzvah, is on a household. Ner Ishu basically. It's one ner for the entire household. Umahadrin ner l'kol echad v'echad. Now the second level are those who are mahadir. They are mahadir the mitzvah. So Rashi says the mahadir, those are the ones that are mahadir achra mitzvahs. They are diligent to go and try to perform the mitzvahs. Places under Shem learns the lashon of Hidro, they beautify the mitzvahs. They say ner l'chol echad v'echad is for each one. Machlekes rishonim how to learn does not mean ner l'chol echad v'echad, like the rishonim Rashi and other rishonim and Bnei Ashkenaz, that it is one ner for each member of the household. So each member of the household has his own ner. Or the way the Rambam learns is that the Baal HaBayis, he lights a ner for each member of his household. He's the one that lights it, but he adds one for each member of his household. Mahadrin min mahadrin, what is the next level? Mahadrin min mahadrin be shamayam yom rishayin madlik shemayna. The first day you light 8. Mikan ve'elech, pachis v'hoelech, the next day is 7, the next day is 6, it goes down descending order. Be'sil loimrim, yom rishon madlik achas, it's 1, and it goes in ascending order. Mikan ve'elech, ma'isiv v'hoelech, you add on. So there's a machlag z'rishonim, what this means. Does this mean that mahadrin min mahadrin is that each one, or the Baal HaBayis, adds in, it's now mahadrin, it's a hitter on top of the second hitter. The second hitter is, it's a ner for each member of the household, or each member of the household lights his own ner. The second level, mahadrin min mahadrin, each member of the household lights one for each additional day. It's either 1, 2, it'll be a silo that it increases each day one more, or Beis Shammai that it goes down in, or first day is 8. But according to some Rishonim, means that Mahadrin min Mahadrin is a hitter on top of the second hitter. The second hitter is that it's in there for each member of the household. The Mahadrin min Mahadrin is, and each member of the household lights additional neres corresponding to the Yemei HaChanukah. Tesis learns, no, it's not a hitter on top of a hitter. It's an alternative hitter. The second hitter is one ner for each member of the household. Mahadrin min Mahadrin says a better way to do it is not one ner for each member of the household, but the Baal HaBayis lights first day, according to Beis Hillel, 1, second day 2, second day 3, because Tosfos says if it's one on top of the other, it'll be just a confusion. You see all of these neres, you don't know how many members of the household, you don't know how many days of the Chanukah. So he learns is that Mahadrin min Mahadrin is an alternative heater. Of course, we paskin that Mahadrin min Mahadrin, it's one hitter on top of the next. Amar Ula Pligin by Treyam Arayim Marova, two Amar Rabbin Arsrol, they had a machloikis, Rav Yeseh Bar Avin, Rav Yeseh Bar Azvi, the Chadam, what time is the Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai say you go 8, first day is 8, second day is 7, etc., go down 6, you go down in order, it's in descending order, is connected Yom Minuchnosim. He says it's corresponding to the Yom Echnasim, the first day of Hanukkah, the first night of Hanukkah. So you have 8 days of Hanukkah. So what's coming in, what's now before us, are 8 days of Hanukkah. So you light 8. The next day, what's before us, is only 7 days. You light 7. And the time of the Beis Hillel can I get Yom Yaitzim? And they say it's corresponding to the days that are Yaitzim, the days that have been completed. So the first day is the first night of Hanukkah, one night has now arrived, has come, and is going, is coming and going. So you have one. The second is, well, one day of Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah has already passed, and now the second one is now approaching, is leaving. So you light 2. and you go on the third day, it's you have 3 days of Hanukkah are now departing. And the other one says, the reason that Beis Shammai says you go in descending order is like we find on Sukkot, on the Poreach Chag, on the Korbonos that were Makriv on Sukkot, it went down in order. It went 13, 12, 11, it went from a higher number and it went down. Similarly, and there's Hanukkah, we get a higher number and go down. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Mount B'Kodesh, in my reading, because they say no, that you always go in ascending order in B'Kodesh. So you go up, you don't go down. So the first night is one, then two, you add on to it. Amar Rabba Barra Chanam Rav Yechanan, Shnei Zekenim Ayu Bet Sidon. There were two Zekenim Bet Sidon, Echad Oseke Beis Shammai, Echad Oseke Divrei Beis Hillel. Each one gave the reasoning. So he says that in Beis Shammai, and the reason he went like Beis Shammai, he said the reason for Beis Shammai is descending order, like we find by the Korbanos Sukkos. And he explained the reason of Beis Hill that Malin Mekadesh Vein Marin. The mitzvah is to put it on the opening the doorway of your house facing out. So the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, what that means. And Rashi says what it means is you put it on the entrance of your doorway facing the chotzer. In those days, the way most of the houses were, where there were several diras, and then they had a courtyard, a common courtyard, that this complex, the houses opened up into a common courtyard. So Rashi says you put it on the entrance to your house facing the courtyard. So there's a presume nisa that other members of the chotzer, they can see your nears. Taisa says, no, if there is a chotzer, then you have to put it on the entrance of the chotzer facing the Rishus HaRabim, facing the street. When we say it's a Pesach Beisai, it's where there's no chotzer. But if there is a chotzer, it should be placed on the entrance of the chotzer facing the street. Now, if he lives on a second story, so he doesn't have a Pesach base on the ground level, he puts it on the window facing the street. At the time of Zakona, when they were Geyser, when the Nochrim were Geyser, the Parsim, that they had their Chaga, and they were Geyser that no one else can light candles. The candles can only be lit, and theirs can only be lit in their base of Veda Zora. So it was a Sakana to light the Menicha al Shulchan of Adai. He puts it inside so it cannot be seen by the Parsim, and he lights it inside and puts it on his table of Adai, and that's sufficient. Since Neres Chana presumi Nisa, he has to have a Shamas. He has to have another Ner that he uses for his light. So it's clear that these Neres and Neres of Hanukkah is for the presumi Nisa. However, if he has a bonfire, so he doesn't need it because it's clear that he's, for his personal use, he's using the light of the bonfire. But if he's an Adam that normally doesn't use the light of a bonfire, it's not refined enough for him, he uses only Neros, even if he has a bonfire, Tzorach Ner Acheres, he needs Hashemes to show that the Neros Chanukah are Pisumin Yisa. My Chanukah, so we're discussing now the Neros of Chanukah. So what was the side, the foundation of this establishment of Chanukah? The Tan Rabbanan b'chaf hebe kislev on 25th day is a yom of the Chanukah tamnina. There are 8 days of Chanukah. The loyla misperan, there were guys of chomin that you cannot make a mehasper on them. The loyla sanos b'hem, you can't have a tanis. Why is that? Shekeshe nechnesu yavanim leheichal. When the yavanim came to the heichal, the Beis Hamikdash timu kol hashmonim shebeheichal. They made all the oil tomei, so it could not be used. When the Beis Hashemoy overpowered them, Vinoschum, and they were victorious, Bot Kavule Mosul Pas Pach Echad Shal Shemen Shahaya Munach Bechaisme Shulkain Gadol. They found only Ner that they had that was Tohar, they had one Pach of Shemen that was sealed with the Chaisme the Kain Gadol, and they knew that that was Tohar. Vloy Hayabel Halak Yoim Echad, but it only had enough oil for one night. So what was the problem? They could not get oil that was torn to be used. It would take them 8 days to find, to get alternate oil, to get some other oil. Why is that? So one shot is that because they had nothing in the vicinity of the Zora, of the Beis HaMikdash, they would have to travel back and forth. It will take them 8 days to travel back and forth to get Shemush's Torah from the outskirts, from places far away from Yerushalayim, and bring it back. The Beis Yosef says is that they all had a din of Tamei Meis, so all the oil that they touched, they could not be Matara themselves. A Tamei Meis needs 7 days of Tara. So they cannot process other oil, Betara, because they're all Tamei. So they saw one that had one Pach Shemen that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol that shows it was not tampered with. The problem is that, however, even though it might not have been opened and touched, but the Chachamim were Goyzer Tuma Ziva on Anochim. And so therefore, if the Yevonim were in the Heichal, even if they didn't break open the seal and touch the oil, but if they had moved it, if they had carried it, if they had moved it, it would be Tomei anyway, because the Chacham or Geizer and Nachum that they have Tumas Ziva and the Matama Behasa. Tosis learns is that it was a seal that was attached to the ground. So it was not moved. It was Mechubar L'Karka. There was no Hasid. It would only be by touching, and it was sealed. It wasn't touched. Others learn that if they had found it, they would have broken open the seal. This was a chash of a seal, the Kohen Gadol, and they won him, and they were destructive. They would have broken. The fact that it wasn't broken shows you that they didn't even find it. It was hidden away. It was hidden, and they didn't find it. Because if they had found it, it wouldn't have been there with the seal intact.
There is a naze.
This oil, that Meder Chateva, would only last for one night, lasted for eight. The following year, they establish it as Yom Tovim with Halal and Hoidah, giving praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the greatness. Also, we learned in Baba Kama,
if you have a blacksmith, he's banging, and a spark comes from the anvil where he's banging, and the spark went flying, and it caused a fire and a damage.
So he's considered negligent, and he has to pay for the damage that he caused from the spark.
Gamal shaton pishn, if you have a camel that is loaded up with flax,
and it's walking through Rishus Rabim, then niftas pishtan l'seif hachanus, and because the load was so great, the load stuck in, it went into the store.
V'dolka b'ner shel chanvoni, now the chanvoni, the storekeeper, had a candle burning, and now the flax got ignited with this candle. The camel was loaded up to such an extent it was overflowing, and it stuck into the store, and it got ignited with the Chanvani's candle, the Hidlik Sabira, and it burned down the building. Balagamal Chayv, the Balagamal is negligent because he should not have overloaded his camel.
But he near Chanvani is near a Bibachut, Chanvani Chayv. But if the Chanvani put his candle outside the store, then the storekeeper is negligent. He shouldn't have put his candle there. And therefore, he's negligent, and he'd be high for damages.
Rabbi Yudai Mer, however, ben Ner Chanukah Potter. If the Chanvani put his Ner Chanukah outside and it caused the fire, he's Potter because he has permission, the mitzvah is to put the Ner Chanukah mibachutz.
Omar Ravina, Zayzim Mer is Ner Chanukah mitzvah hanicha b'sei chasar. This shows you, L'chayr, this shows you that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to put it within 10 tefachim of the ground. Why do we see that? Because these al kedai d'chlamal me'asar. Because if you would say that the mitzvah is higher than 10 tefachim, le'malei ha'ilachol aniach l'mal amigamal v'roichvoim, then why do we say by Ner Chanukah's potter? Why doesn't there a taina that yes, you have a mitzvah to put it outside, you're entitled to put it outside, but you should have put it in a higher level. You should have been placing it higher than the gamal, the camel, and the load. Yes, you have a right to put it outside, but you know that there are passerbys. A person has a right to travel on the street with his gomal and riding on it. You should have put it outside higher than the camel, so this shouldn't cause the damage. Now, from the fact that we say that by Ner Chanukah he is potter, even though he put it low down, doesn't that show you that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put it within 10 tefachim of the ground? There's a greater presuming nisa if a person puts the Ner lower to the ground.
normally he would put it in a height where it would be eyesight, higher level. The fact that he's putting it lower to the ground, that shows you that it's specifically for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. There's a great presumi nisa, it's dafka for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So doesn't this show you that that in fact is the case, that the mitzvah is to put it within 10 tefachim of the ground, therefore he has the right to put it outside, he has the right, and the mitzvah is to put it low to the ground, therefore he's potter. Because if he could put the Ner Hanukkah, the mitzvah would be even higher than 10. Why doesn't the Nizek, the damaged party, have a right to tell him, yes, you have a mitzvah to put it outside, yes, you have a right to put it outside, but you're still considered negligent because you should put in higher. So it should be higher. From the fact that we say by Ner Hanukkah he's potter, doesn't that show you that the mitzvah is to put it low to the ground? Mara says, no. V'dilma imitchach leituva aslam numim mitzvah. Maybe I'll tell you, really, there's no mitzvah to put it low to the ground. And really, strictly speaking, he should have put it outside higher than the 10. Really, strictly speaking, we would have a taina to him. Yes, you have a mitzvah to put it outside, but you should be matriach yourself and place it higher. However, maybe the pshat is that really, as far as Ner Hanukkah, really, you don't have to put it low to the ground. However, the Chachamim were concerned if we are matriach, a person, that he has to put it outside, and he has to dafka elevate it and put it up high, that it'll be a big tircha, it'll be a big bother, and a person might not come to do it. So perhaps they said that since the mitzvah is to put it outside, then we're not matriach you to dafka and place it higher, you can even put it lower. And therefore the Chum allowed him that dispensation, that kula. So therefore, anyone passing by has to know and be aware, and it's his responsibility to aware that Chaneres Chanukah are placed outside and they may be placed lower to the ground. You have to be extra careful. But you cannot prove from here and make a diuk that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is dafka to put it within 10 tefachim of the ground.